I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. One of the more popular latter-day old-time radio shows, The FBI in Peace and War, consistently made the top 10 list of most popular radio programs. It was on the air from 1944 until 1958. Starring Martin Blaine and Donald Briggs, the show was recorded in New York City, and it often used major New York actors like Ed Begley, Rosemary Rice, and Jackson Beck. Based on the 1943 book of the same name by Frederick Collins, The FBI in Peace and War followed Field Agent Shepard, played by Martin Blaine, as he solved crimes and exposed swindlers and racketeers for the FBI. This episode, Unfinished Business, was first broadcast on August 2, 1951.
The FBI in Peace and War. The FBI in Peace and War, brought to you by Wheaties Breakfast of Champions, a product of General Mills, and by Wild Root Cream Oil, America's favorite hair tonic. Look twice, and you'll look twice as good. Yes, look twice, and make sure you get Wild Root Cream Oil hair tonic. Again and again, the choice of men and women and children, too. Transcribed, another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Unfinished Business.
So you want police protection, is that it, Ruby?
Yeah, that's it.
Why didn't you go directly to the police?
Joe said if I was ever in trouble, I should come to you first. He said you'd know what to do.
I see.
You've got to get me out of this spot, Mr. Martin. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I can't sit still a minute as long as that guy's on the loose.
Do you think he might try to harm you?
After what I did, he'd just as soon kill me, I know.
Uh-huh. What did you do?
It's none of your business.
All right, if that's the way you feel.
No, wait. I didn't mean that. I'm just so jumpy and nervous, I just meant...
Look, Ruby... If you want me to help you, I've got to ask questions.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Martin. I'm sorry.
How about a cigarette?
Yeah, I'd like one.
And you don't have to keep watching that window. 10 floors up. Nobody's coming in the window.
Okay, Mr. Martin.
Right?
Thanks.
All right. Now, let's have the whole thing right from the beginning.
Well...
Everything, Ruby. No matter what you did.
Pretty crummy. But it wasn't all my fault. At first I thought...
Just tell me what happened.
All right. You know about Eddie Jackson?
Yes.
Well, I didn't. Not at first. All I knew was what Joe told me. He called me up the club one night, Club 15. That's where I was working. He said there's somebody coming over tonight, and his name is Eddie Jackson. I want you to be terrible.
Check your hat, sir.
Huh?
Your hat, sir.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here, I sustain.
Thank you, sir.
That's okay, honey. Thank you.
Here you are, sir.
Hmm?
Your check.
Oh, yeah, your check. My mistake. I sort of forgot about things like this. I've been away for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, quite a while.
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
You have a reservation, sir?
Well, I...
We are very full, sir, if you have no reservation.
Well, I was supposed to meet Joe Ryan here.
Oh, Mr. Ryan, of course, sir. I'm so sorry. You are Mr. Eddie Jackson, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
This way, sir, please. We have a table for you right here at the ringside. Gus, Mr. Ryan's table is champagne.
Yes, sir.
Very best table, sir. Mr. Ryan has left complete instructions for the dinner. Everything is arranged.
Well, it's nice.
And here we are, sir.
This table?
That's right, Eddie. Leon.
Yes, Miss Ruby.
Two martinis and then we'll have dinner.
Very good, Miss. Two martinis.
Sit down, Eddie.
Joe's going to be a little late.
Look, beautiful. I don't get this.
My name's Ruby Winters. I'm your date for tonight.
My date?
Mm-hmm. Joe says you've been away a long time. He figured you might want somebody to do the town with you. I'm the somebody.
Well... What do you know about that?
You like the idea?
I sure do, gorgeous. What'd you say your name was?
Ruby Winters.
Okay, Ruby, take a deep breath. This is the night you're really going to remember.
He was right, huh?
Well, if I don't remember last night, my feet will, believe me.
He hit every spot in town.
And out of it. He even hired a cab to go gambling in Jersey.
What did he say about me not showing up?
Listen, after the third drink, he didn't even know you were living.
Did he know you were living?
Well, he didn't act like it was repulsive.
That's what I thought.
Joe, when are you going to let me in on this deal?
In a minute, baby. He really gave you a whirl, huh?
You'd think the guy hadn't seen a night spot in 50 years. Where's he been, Africa?
No, Atlanta. Just got out of the federal pen.
What?
Yeah, he was serving 6 years for armed robbery.
Well, you certainly got your nerve teaming me up with a jailbird.
Now, relax.
Relax? You telling me he was a business partner, telling me to give him the lovey-dovey routine.
Ruby, there's $100,000 in this.
What?
100 G's, cash, folded money. He's got it, and I want it.
Eddie? That little guy he's got...
Yeah, that little guy he's got.
Where would he get $100,000?
I gave it to him.
Huh?
6 years ago, I gave him $100,000 cash to take the rap for me on a bank job.
Joe, you're kidding.
I wish I was.
Well, you never told me.
Just before I met you, me and the boys stuck up the Farmington National Bank. We got $200,000 out of it. The cops caught up with me, so I paid Eddie to sign a confession that he did it.
He served your term?
Yeah, 6 years. Less 6 months good behavior.
You paid in advance?
Sure, that was the deal. He's got every dime of that dough sorted away someplace.
Where?
That's what you got to find out.
Oh, I see.
Won't be hard for a girl with your talent.
Thanks.
And look, what belongs to me belongs to you. 100,000 for the two of us. What do you say, Ruby?
What do you think I say?
Okay, baby. Go to work on it.
So I went to work on it. But the job wasn't as simple as it looked. Guy that's been locked up for all those years likes a good time, but he doesn't talk too much about his business.
Go on.
Well, I told Joe, I said, this isn't going to be easy. And he said, nothing good comes easy. You got to dig, that's all. So I said, okay, I'll dig, but I just hope we don't come up with a fistful of trouble.
Federal Bureau of Investigation, Mr. Shepard's desk. Yes, he is. Just a moment, please.
Morning, Miss Hill.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Bailey. How was the trip?
Not bad, thanks.
Did you see any shows in New York?
No, nose to the grindstone every time.
How's the best?
So it's the truth, to help me. Mr. Shepard in?
Mm-hmm, waiting for you. Ask me twice if you'd call.
Good, that means something interesting's happened. See you later, Miss Hill.
Yes, sir. See you later.
Okay, I'm here. Let's get to work.
Well, at least take your coat off.
All right, but Miss Hill said you were asking for me. You heard from Florida?
Uh-huh.
Well, come on, come on.
I will, but just briefly, how did you and the New York office make out?
Briefly, we got no place.
No?
We tailed Eddie Jackson in 8-hour shifts for 6 days. All he did in that time was make a tour of every restaurant, theater, and night spot in town with a girl named Ruby Winters.
Hitting the high spots, huh?
That's all.
But he spent money freely.
That's putting it mildly. He threw the stuff away.
Uh-huh. And he just got out of prison a month ago.
Oh, he has money somewhere. There's no doubt about that. Plenty of money. Now, what about Florida?
Well, the Miami office followed that lead. There may be some truth in the tip that Jackson was working in a Palm Beach gambling joint on the night of the Farmington Bank holdup.
Well, I'll be...
I said there may be. Miami's going to continue checking.
But if Jackson was in Palm Beach...
Why did he sign a confession to the robbery? You tell me.
He was taking the rap for somebody else.
Could be.
Could be. It probably is. Just as you said, look at the money he's throwing around.
Sure, but that might be the money he got from the bank holdup.
Or from someone who paid him to say he did the holdup.
Uh-huh. A whole flock of could-bes.
I'll say. So where do we go from here?
Well, our job has been and will continue to be the location of that money. $200,000 was taken from that bank.
What did Jackson say about the money in his confession?
Oh, the usual. He said he lost it on the races before he was picked up.
So?
So we'll have to put together all those could-bes and maybes and possibly come up with something. In the meantime,
we keep a 24-hour surveillance on Eddie Jackson.
Right. 24-hour surveillance and see what happens.
Memorandum for Shepard, please.
Yes, Mr. Bailey.
January 4th, subject went to theater with same woman after theater the downtown club. Subject left woman at her apartment. January 6th, subject spent afternoon shopping with same woman. Checkup with stores shows over $700 spent on clothes and jewelry. Subject went to dinner with woman, then returned.
Here's looking at you, Ruby.
Same to you, Eddie.
And here's looking to you, Joe. Best friend a guy ever had.
Thanks, Eddie. Same to you.
And here's
Eddie.
Yeah, honey?
If we're going to the fights, I want to put on a fresh face. Do you mind?
No, go ahead, baby. Go right ahead. Me and Joe will chew the fat a while. Haven't had much chance to chew the fat with old Joe these last few weeks.
I'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be here, sugar.
Pay the check in the meantime.
Yeah, sure, baby. Anything you say. Great little girl, isn't she, Joe?
One of the best.
Joe.
Hmm?
I want to thank you, Joe.
Thank me? For what?
For everything. Best friend a guy ever had. Thank you for Ruby. Everything.
You like her, huh?
Like her. Here's a hot one. Come here, Joe.
Yeah?
Come here. I want to tell you a little secret.
Yeah?
Ruby and me.
Yeah?
Ruby and me is. Joe, will you be my best man?
Huh?
I haven't asked her yet, Joe, but if she says yes, will you be my best man?
You going to ask Ruby to marry him?
Sure. What's the matter with that?
Nothing, Eddie. Nothing at all.
You think it's a bad idea?
Of course not, Eddie. I think it's the best idea I ever heard.
You think she'll take me, huh?
You bet I do, Eddie. If I know Ruby, she'll take it.
And now, listen. What sparks a champion sparks you, and champions choose Wheaties. Let's watch sparking Sid Gordon of the Boston Braves at bat with a winning run on first base. Gordon's up there now, determined to keep the rally alive. Might be a hit-and-run play. It is. There goes the runner, and Gordon hits a whistling rider between first and second. Here comes the run in. Oh, Gordon rounds first. He's trying for second. There's a good throw from right field. It might nail him. Sid flies. A big cloud of dust. We'll see. Yes, sir. He's safe. A perfectly executed hit and run play by clutch hitter Sid Gordon. A Wheaties man, too, this great champion. And remember, what sparks a champion sparks you. Got a tough job tomorrow? Then remember this outstanding food fact. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Wheaties give you all the grain. Not just half of it nor part, but the whole rich kernel. And when you store up solid, lasting wheat power, you're hard to stop. So have Wheaties. Remember, there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. What sparks a champion sparks you. And champions choose Wheaties. Breakfast of champions. Eddie Jackson was serious.
Yeah, the crazy luggy wanted to marry me.
He didn't know anything about you and Joe.
No, if he'd known anything about...
What's the matter?
Nothing. I thought I heard your doorbell. You wouldn't let anybody in here without seeing who it was, would you?
Nobody can get by the doorman, Ruby. I have permanent orders on that.
Okay, I'm kind of nervous.
I understand, but you're safe up here. Would you like a drink?
Yeah, maybe that would help.
All right, I'll fix one for both of us. Now, you keep talking.
Well...
Eddie Jackson wanted to marry you.
Yeah.
What did Joe do about that?
What did Joe do? You know him, he started figuring the angles. The more he figured, the better it looked. And the better it looked, the more I got sore at the whole shaky setup.
It's perfect, Ruby. It just can't miss.
Go on, enjoy yourself. Knock yourself out for good.
Baby, you gotta admit it's kind of funny. You set out to give the guy the business, and it ends up he wants to marry
you. What's so funny about that?
You don't see it?
No.
Okay, skip it.
Never mind, skip it. I'm getting sick and tired of this business.
Now, look, relax. It won't be much longer.
I never should have let you talk me into this in the first place.
Not much longer, I guarantee. Look. The guy proposes marriage. There's got to be a honeymoon, right? There's a honeymoon. He's going to take plenty of dough along.
Now you'll find out where he keeps it for sure.
Listen, if you think I'm going to marry this joker...
Who says you're going to marry him? You just let him think you are.
You can talk. You don't have to be with him 24 hours a day.
What's the matter? He's showing you time, isn't he?
You know what I mean. You and I hardly see each other anymore.
$100,000, baby. We'll see each other plenty once we get our hands on that.
You mean it?
I'm telling you, you play this thing along, and before you know it, we're on our way to the coast with money to burn.
All right, Joe. But if Eddie ever got wise to this setup...
Oh, forget it. He doesn't know a thing. Right now, he's out shopping for a wedding ring.
Yeah?
Sure, he called me up this morning, wanted my advice. Should he get plain gold or a diamond band?
No kidding.
Uh-huh. And I said, diamonds, Eddie, all the way around. For a girl like Ruby, nothing but the best. That's what I said.
Nothing but the best, Eddie. That's what you said. That's what I got. There you are. You couldn't find a better-looking ring if you bought it legitimate.
Not bad. Not bad at all, Shorty.
Classy, huh?
Yeah, real nice. Isn't hot, is it?
Hot? Hey, what kind of business you think I run?
No offense, just checking.
You know I wouldn't sell you anything hot, Eddie. No pal like you. Honest, I'm losing money at a thousand.
I said it, take it.
Losing money. I really hate to give it up. Oh, she's a very lucky girl.
Shorty, I'm a very lucky guy.
Well, either way, it's $1,000 cash.
I have it for you right here.
And an extra $5 for the Fifth Avenue box.
Uh-huh.
Incidentally, who is the lucky girl? You didn't tell me.
Prettiest in town.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Ruby Winters.
Ruby Winters? You mean Joe Ryan's girl?
What?
I mean...
What did you say?
Oh, nothing, Eddie.
What did you mean, Joe Ryan's girl?
Oh, I'm being...
What did you mean?
I was surprised, that's all. Ruby is Joe's girl. Everybody knows
that. Why, you crazy...
That's the truth, so help me. I wouldn't lie to you, Eddie. You couldn't have known because you were in the pen. Now, let me talk with you.
Go on, talk.
Like I said, now, everybody knows it. Joe and Ruby are like that.
Listen, Shorty,
you gotta believe me, Eddie. Now, Joe almost killed a guy once over Ruby.
That's the truth? You swear?
I swear it, Eddie.
Ruby is Joe's girl. Okay, Shorty. Yes?
Eddie, you still want the ring, don't you? Eddie?
Yes. I still want the ring.
Then he called me up and said he had a surprise he wanted to show me. I knew he had the ring. The surprise I didn't know was that somebody else was interested in that ring besides me and Joe and Eddie.
Memo to Shepherd, surveillance of Eddie Jackson, January 10th. Followed well-known fence, Shorty Zella to Jackson's room. Zella left room in half hour, counting large sum of cash. Jackson later went to dinner.
Hello, Chef. You wanted to see me?
Yes, Frank, sit down. I've been reading over your memorandums. Coupled with what I've got, our maybes and could-bes are beginning to iron out.
Oh?
Wire just came in from Miami. They have positive evidence that Eddie Jackson was working in Palm Beach on the night of the Farmington Bank holdup.
Well, good. That takes care of the maybes. What about the rest?
Why did Jackson sign a confession of the robbery when he couldn't possibly have done it?
Right.
Well, we know for sure now that the money he's been throwing around can't be money from the holdup. So it must be
money from someone who paid him to confess.
Exactly.
So, we swing into action, pick up Jackson, get a brand new confession out of him.
Not yet. There's one more could-be I'm particularly interested in.
Yeah?
Well, look at your memos. Ruby Winters is spending all her time with Jackson, and as common gossip, Ruby's Joe Ryan's girl. What's she up to?
I see.
Find that out, Frank, and we may find our $200,000. Find out what Ruby's up to, and then we'll swing into action.
There you are, darling.
Thanks, Eddie.
You're coming in, aren't you?
Well, it's pretty late. We've got a big day tomorrow.
Just walk me upstairs. Big day is right. Who ever thought when we met that first night you and me be getting married?
Nobody. Least of all me.
Yeah?
Sure. I couldn't imagine a pretty thing like you not being all tied up.
Oh, go on.
No, I mean it. I was sure you were maybe even Joe's girl or something.
Joe's girl? That's a good one.
Yeah. That was crazy, wasn't it?
I'll say. Sure you won't come in for a nightcap?
Oh, not tonight, Ruby. Give me a rain check, huh?
Whole lifetime a rain check, baby. Starting first thing in the morning.
You'll be all packed and ready to go?
Will I?
You, don't want to back out now, do you? Before it's too late.
Some chance. Do you?
No. This is one thing I really want to go through with.
You won't be sorry.
I don't think I will. Hey, Ruby. See you in the morning.
Gonna kiss me goodnight?
Hmm? Oh, sure. Sure I am.
Hmm. Good night, darling.
Hi, Ruby. Get a good sleep.
Don't worry, I will. Night, Eddie.
Hello?
Joe, Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby.
Joe, I know where he's got the money.
What?
He spilled it tonight at dinner. He said I ought to know in case something ever happened to him.
I told you what, didn't I? I told you.
Okay, wise guy, you told me.
Where are you now, Ruby?
At the apartment. He just left a minute ago.
All right, I'll hop a cab and come right over.
No, never mind the cab. Get your car out.
The car?
Yeah, we're going out in the country. About 80 miles north of here on Route 17.
You don't mean he's got the door out at the farm?
That's where it is, Joe.
I'll get the car. Meet me downstairs in 10 minutes.
So we had to go with the farm. Who would have figured that?
How much further is it, Joe?
Any minute now. Just off one of these dirt roads, but it's been so long since I was up here.
There couldn't be anybody there.
Nah, nothing but the mice. It's an old run-down shack. Me and the boys bought it 10 years ago.
That's how Eddie knew about it?
Yeah, when he was working for me. Oh, here we are. I remember that no trespassing sign.
Joe.
Yeah?
What's Eddie going to do when he finds out the dough's gone?
What can he do?
He ever knew that you and me...
Sure, he'd finish the both of us. Okay. There's a flashlight in my glove compartment.
All right. Here.
All right, come on.
Sure is a creepy-looking dump.
Huh?
No wonder Eddie used it. Nobody in his right mind had come within a mile of the place. Give you the shivers.
Well, don't worry. The 100,000 will take him away. In there.
Joe?
Yeah?
There won't be the whole 100, will there?
Say he spent 10. That still leaves 90.
Gee. All that cash right here in this room.
The fireplace, huh?
Yeah, he says the mantelpiece and stuff.
Okay, here it is.
Gee, Joe.
Here. You hold the light so I can see what I'm doing. Lifts up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll lift it up.
There it is. Metal box, just like he said.
Take it out.
I got it. Look, look, look at that stuff.
$100,000.
Oh, Joe.
100,000 smackers.
What's
that? Only singles underneath.
What?
A few large bills and singles underneath. Where's the rest?
In the bank vault, Joe.
Huh?
Rest of the money's in the bank vault. Where it's been for 6 years.
Well, Eddie.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Ruby. I see you two didn't waste any time getting here.
Eddie, I can tell you what happened,
honey. Don't bother. I know what happened. All right. How do you want this? Ladies first?
Eddie, put that gun down and listen for a minute, will you?
I think you'll be first, Joe. I want Ruby to enjoy this. Get over against the fire.
Eddie.
Do like I say.
You gotta listen to me, Eddie. I know this doesn't look so good, but there are angles you don't understand.
Yeah, I bet there are. Okay, Ruby. I'll take that flashlight. Ruby! Come back here, Ruby! Okay. Let her go. Her turn will come later. Joe? All right, Joe. Go ahead and make your run. You'll never get out of this room alive. Go ahead, Joe. Try it.
Then a car gave me a lift and I got into town. I bought a paper right away, but there wasn't anything in it about a shooting. I don't know what to do with Eddie on the loose.
So you came here?
Yeah. Listen, Mr. Mart. What's that, the front door?
Yes. And I gave strict orders not to let anybody up here.
Don't let him in. He'll kill me. Don't let him in.
Be quiet, please. You're getting unnecessarily upset.
Mr. Martin, don't open it, please.
Stop acting like a little fool.
Eddie! Don't let him in. He'll kill me, Mr. Martin.
God, dry up, Ruby. Nobody wants you but the cops. Well, Martin, these guys are from the FBI. Pick me up out at the farm. Joe's downstairs in the car.
All right, Miss Winters, come along, please.
What is it?
These Boy Scouts were tailing me all the time, Ruby. Don't worry. They can't keep me in the pen forever. When I come out, sweetheart, you and me have got some unfinished business.
Confronted with the FBI evidence on the Farmington bank robbery, Eddie Jackson revealed the details of his pact with Joe Ryan and surrendered his share of the stolen money. Ryan was tried and sentenced to 15 years for the robbery, Jackson to 6 as an accessory after the fact. No charge could be lodged against Ruby Winters. But when Eddie Jackson's term is up, we have an idea that Miss Winters won't be around for that unfinished business.
From August 2, 1951, Unfinished Business, an episode of the FBI in Peace and War. Thanks for listening, and if there are old-time radio shows you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info, I-N-F-O. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.